when Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, the halacha of Chatzitza for Netilas Yadayim, we're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be finishing the Simon, that's Beis Gimel and Dalet. Kol Dover She'eno Makbed Olav Eino Chotzitz. Something that people are generally not makbed on is not a Chatzitza. The Mishnah Berurah points out, we're talking about something that doesn't cover the majority of the hand. Because if it covers the rove, even if it's ain't a makbid, it's a chatzitza. So we're talking about something that's covering a small part of the hand, and you're not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. Hayadarko shel ze lahakbid, v'ze ein darko lahakbid. One person is makbid and another one isn't. Lamisha darko lahakbid, chotzitz. For the person who's makbid, it is a chatzitza. Lamisha ein darko lahakbid, ain't a chotzitz. For someone who's not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. Ketzad. Now the Machaber explains this, and this is very important. Hoya echot saba, one of them happens to be a painter. Vahoyu yodav tzvuos, he's a dyer. He goes and he dyes things. And his hands are full of dye. Einat seva chotzitz al yodav. That's not a chatzitza. Afal pishiesh al yodav mamoshesh al tzvonim, even though there's actually thick dye on his hands. So the halach is, as long as it doesn't cover most of the hand, if it doesn't cover rove, it is not a chatzitza. Why is that? Because he's in the dyeing business, and people who do dyeing are not makbid. Lo hayat saba. What if he is not a dyer? Im hoyu yodav tzvuis v'yesh mimamesh atzeva al yodav hareza chotzitz. Where if there is actual mamushes of the coloring on him, of the dye, it's a chatzitza. Shad yoha yovish chotzitz. Because dry ink is a chatzitza, v'alach ein a chotzitz. Now, the Machaber made it very clear. It's not that one is makbid because that's his thing, and the other one is not makbid. One is makbid because it's a normal thing to be makbid. The other one is ain't a makbid because it's normal for a person in his situation not to be makbid. Which means that lahalacha we're saying, kpeda is dependent on the kind of person you are, meaning what you do for a living, what you do all day. If you're the kind of person that anyone in your situation would not be makbid, then it is not a chatzitza. So this is what you do for a living. So say, for example, someone who is in the construction business, and he gets cement all over him. But most people in the construction business walk around with cement all over them. For him, it's not a chatzitza, as long as rove of his hand isn't covered by it. But for a stranger, let's say a regular person, he's not in the construction business, he just doesn't mind being filthy. For him, it will be a chatzitza. And the other way around, for somebody who is in the construction business, but happens to be makbid, since he's makbid, the halach is for him, it is chotzitz. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Mechaber said it has mamoshes. It's dafka if there is mamoshes there. Whereas if it's just the ghost of the leftovers of what was color beforehand, then that is not a chatzitza. So that sometimes, like you had dirt, you managed to get it off, but there's like a gray shadow left there. That is not a chatzitza. The same thing going from leftovers of dye or ink. Now, furthermore, even in ink, dry ink we say is a chatzitza. If the person happens to be writing with ink all day, if he's a sofer stam, for example, and it's understood that sofer normally have black all over their hands, it would not be a chatzitza. V'chein ha'noshim shedarkon litzvoa yedeim lenoi. The Machaber says v'chein, but the Mishnah Berurah learns this is a whole new case. Women that dye their hands for beauty, v'kayotze b'zeh, ein oso tzeva chotzitz. That coloring is not a chatzitza. Why is that? So the source to this is a Rashba, a Rosh, where what they say pshad is that there's a din of ein ha'makbid, and for that the halacha is that as long as it's a miyut and ein ha'makbid, it's all right. There's another halacha, which is not just ain't a makbid, but she wants it there. If she wants it there, it's batal to her hand. So much so that even if it covers rove of her hand, it is not a chatzitza. So in a place where women paint their hands, the paint is not a chatzitza. Not only is it ain't a makbid, but even if it's rove, the halacha is that it is not a chatzitza because she actually wants it there, so it's batal to the hand. Gilde maka shal yodo and ain't a makbid alav ainim chotzitzin. The gilde maka, some say it's the skin that grows over it, some kind of scab, and others say it's referring to the pus that could form there. Gimel, tzorach lahosir atabas me'al yodo b'shas netila sudayim. One must remove a ring before netila. Im eino makbid, vafilu hu rafui, even though it's loose. Vafilu eino makbid alav b'shas netila. even though you don't mind getting it wet, but if the person were doing malacha where it could get filthy, then they would remove it. Although there are many who say that if it's loose, there's no problem because the water gets under it, we are not bekiyim in the shear of what's called loose, so you shouldn't rely on this. Now, the halacha is that, first of all, the definition of makbid doesn't mean v'shas netila. So say somebody is a house painter and will remove a ring. A woman is painting her house. A woman is kneading dough, and she wouldn't want dough to get into her ring, certainly if the ring has a stone in it. So there we'd say, even though b'shas natili, she doesn't mind getting it wet, it is a chatzitza, because she's makbid to remove it for some other situation. In the case of a man, it says in a place where men wear rings, so a man wouldn't be makbid getting his ring wet unless it actually has some jewels in it, in which case he would be makbid. But otherwise, like if he would paint the house wearing his ring, then he wouldn't have to remove it for an Atilas Yudayim either. Dalid. Shir Natilas Yudayim. Kol Hayad Arakona Shel Zroa. The shir is up until the wrist. V'yeshomim Admokim Chibura Etzpos L'Kaf Hayad. Some say it's just the fingers. V'roi Lino Kadea Rishon. You should be makbid for the first daya. The mashmos of the machaber is that the ikar adin is like the second, but it's a good chumrah to be makbir for the first. Mishtabura comes out that you should be careful not to be somach on it, because rov rishonim don't hold like that. So what you really have to do is make sure to wash your entire hand all the way to the wrist. Mishtabura says that if your palm is not clean, then according to everybody, you have to wash all the way to your wrist. Everyone agrees that your hands have to be clean. The question is, if your hands are clean, is the chi of netila only on the fingers or all the way to the wrist? And there, if there's really no brera, one could rely on the makilim. Not so if the palm is filthy, you could not rely on the makilim. You'd have to make sure to wash the palm first. And only then could you wash until it's done on the rest of the hand.